Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This week, an electric M3 is coming, plus 2 new Halo cars from Aston Martin and Mercedes. Plus, the Mustang GTD sets a new American record at the Nürburgring, and an update to Assetto Corsa that could change sim racing. But first, it's Christmas time at Donut. Welcome to the Big 3. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. If this is your first time listening, we are the only automotive news show that you need to listen to or watch if you're on YouTube. Hello, YouTube. How are you?
Hey.
Everyone, hi. Leave a comment down below.
I see you. Rick and Adam are here.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle.
Bryce.
Bryce.
What up, Bryce? Hey, yeah, how you
should,
doing?
They should really call it the big tree today because
nice.
You're doing some gift exchange.
Nice, yes. My name is Nolan Sykes. Welcome to the show. With me, as always, we got Joe Weber.
Ho, 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 jingle balls.
And Max Maddox.
What's up, turbo heads?
Great.
I'm going to turbo Blitzen right. This week.
This is our last show of the year, yeah. Isn't it? Because next week we are going on vacation. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Get some time off. Well-deserved time off.
A little R&R.
I'm excited. I'm so tired. So
R&R,
we thought
raving red line.
Next yeah. week we'll have a highlight show, I think, of different interviews that we've done this year. So keep an eye out for that. If you're a new listener, you haven't heard our interview episodes yet, we're putting some together for you. But understandable. I hope you understand. We're taking time off next week. We're not going to be in studio.
But we did
I'm not
so
even
much
talk to these motherfuckers.
That's kind of mean. Just an update. There's no episode next week, but the week after that, we're going to do a little look back to see all the cool interviews we did this year. We did a lot of cool stuff, and we want to celebrate it and go into 2025 strong. We got at least one really cool guest coming up next month, so be there for it.
Yes, that's right. So, yeah, taking time off. I'm going to be a hermit. I'm not even going to. I might send a Merry Christmas text, as you do.
Yeah.
I didn't do Thanksgiving this year.
You
didn't really
send a Thanksgiving
get anything.
Text? Interesting.
Yeah. I got a couple, but I was also like, I don't know, I just felt rude, I guess.
Yeah. Not a lot of thankful people this year, I guess.
Well, in the spirit of the season, we've organized a little gift exchange, and I requested that I go first because I would like you guys to maybe wear the gifts that I got you guys.
Oh,
how
wow.
about that? Yeah.
All right.
It's probably driving skirts.
Mm-hmm.
Special delivery from the North Pole, polar bear.
Wow.
I'm gonna say Max probably that's kind of your bag, and then you get the
that's
polar
my
bear.
My bag,
Joe.
Baby.
Thank yeah. you.
Special delivery from the North Pole.
Yeah.
All right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Looks like we both
whoa,
got
a huggle.
Huggle.
They're huggles.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Ultra plush blanket hoodie. Soft and warm, full sleeves, large pocket, reversible.
Dude, this looks comfy.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah,
this looks like
think?
a snuggie that isn't bullshit.
I'm absolutely going to wear this.
That isn't. I've never
you
worn
think
a snuggie,
snuggies
actually.
Are bullshit?
Yeah, they're so thin.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Well, this is the huggle.
Oh, I like this. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
All right,
so yeah, put it on, gents. Let's see you. Sorry for our audio listeners. So this huggle that I got them, I will explain. It's like a Snuggie, like Max said, but it's got a hood on it. It looks pretty thick. It's got like your fake kind of fleece lining in there.
Yeah, it's a pullover.
It's a pullover?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then I just basically got you guys hoodies.
Yeah, thank you.
I thought it was more of like a blanket
it's
situation.
It's like an oversized hoodie with, but, I mean, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's so nice.
It is nice.
All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to wear this while I was driving. Otherwise, I'd be catching some Z's.
Yeah. There you go. Okay,
oh,
so
man.
Both the boys have them on. The huggle is on both.
How do I look?
Oh,
it looks great.
This is sick.
Dang, I might have to go this. And get myself one, actually. This
you didn't
good.
Get yourself one?
Nah.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, thank you, Nolan.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Nolan.
You're welcome.
Dude,
yeah.
this cool. is awesome. Oh, so cozy.
Oh, it's got a big pocket, too.
Huge. Oh, nice. What would you put in that pocket?
Bread.
bread.
Yummy snacks for me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's my turn then.
Sure.
So I was I was in Mexico and I saw these amazing little hand painted crafts. And I immediately thought of you guys, so I got you these.
Oh.
Oh wow. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Joe, there's first of all, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Joe. This is great.
But this is these are for my wedding.
They do. You did give out tiles too. Yeah, you did give out tiles as well.
Well, no, it says thank you so much for celebrating with us on our special day.
Christmas.
take this tile home with you at the end of the night to use as a coaster tray or fun pop of colorful decor.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the instructions.
Love the Sykeses.
We love the Sykeses. Yeah. That's what a nice gift for
Merry Christmas, dude. Just kidding. That was a joke.
That was good.
Wow. I do have real presents for you.
I was like, first of all, I immediately recognized those tiles.
Are you gifting a personalized wedding gift?
You put them under the cat. How long have they been? Oh, my God. All right. Ooh. Ooh, some different gifts. Okay. All right.
Wow, cool block letters.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Great. Yeah. Let's see here.
Damn, this is so warm.
I know.
Is it hot?
It'll get hot.
You guys don't
like
have to wear them the whole
30
time.
30 seconds.
I will. Okay. Challenge accepted.
Hey. Oh, Uncle Bob's light up wine bottle sweater.
What does that say on there?
It says, let's get lit.
It turns on too.
What?
Press the button.
Oh, here we go. Wow. There we go.
You mentioned a while ago that you had a glass of wine with Chloe, and I was like, oh, maybe he's a wine guy now.
Hell, so. I am a wine guy. That's cool. So it has different functions.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa.
Modes.
Whoa. That's nice. Different modes. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Let's see what we got in this big box here.
So Max, I know you're a little bit of a camper with your partner.
I've done some camping recently, yeah.
And so this was inspired by that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. What do we got?
Flippin' Bergs and Rolling Dogs. Penny Grill. Ooh.
It's a disposable grill.
What? Whoa.
And it's got everything in there that you need. It's got matches and tongs.
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
And then once you're done with it, you just throw this whole thing away.
Dude, that rules.
Yeah, make sure it's not on fire anymore when you do throw it away.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. Have you guys ever made the mistake of urinating on hot coals at a campsite?
Yes. Smells awful.
It smells bad.
Oh, yes. And then it fills the entire atmosphere for like an hour.
Yeah, it's not good.
I will not be doing that.
Don't do that.
Wow. Thank you, Joe. This is great.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I look forward to using this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Merry
Christmas. Hell yeah, dude.
Merry Christmas. Well, I have some gifts for you guys as well.
Thank you.
So we're going to go. First, we're going to start with Joe.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Joe, this year you did your first drag race.
Yeah.
And how are you hooked? Would it be fair to say?
Yeah, I'm hooked.
You got the bug?
Yeah, I got the bug. I love going fast. Mm-hmm. Speed is my drug.
That's right. Well, so with that being said, I got you this article of clothing.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Wait, this looks distressed.
Oh.
Whoa, that's sick.
What is it, Joe?
It's an NHRA drag race skull shirt. It's vintage, real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nitro Power, that's sick,
Nitro
dude.
Nitro Power,
thank you.
Dude.
You're very welcome.
The National Hot Rod Association.
That's right.
Hell yeah, dude. And it's my size, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I know how much you like skulls, so.
I love vintage
What's
shirts.
What's it smell like, dude? Oh, yeah, let me get a little whiff of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all right.
It smells like Fabulosa.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Nolan.
Yes.
I understand you're going to Bonneville this year.
Yeah. Third time going out there, yes.
So you're going to attempt to beat your high score of 194 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And you are chasing that 200 mile per hour mark.
I am.
So I got you something that I hope can give you a little bit of inspiration.
Okay.
Whoa, this is really good wrapping paper.
Ooh, that is nice. Very thick. Hope you don't mind me ripping it open. What is this?
Oh,
Bill Cosby's 200 mile per hour on vinyl. The price is not very high, understandably. The price tag of $1. That's great, Max. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, one of the first records I bought was a Bill Cosby comedy record called Chocolate Cake, and I learned to scratch on it because you don't want to like ruin records. So I just, in my head, I hear like chocolate cake. There's a joke about chocolate cake.
Hell yeah.
Wow. So
I also got you something else, Nolan. Okay. Just, you know, to offset the discounted price of that.
Right. Yeah, right.
That record.
Okay.
So you also bought your first truck this year.
I did.
So I got you this.
Okay. Oh, what's this? Trucker Pride. Thank you, Max.
You're welcome.
Oh, it sized perfectly, too.
Yeah. Nice.
Trucker Pride. You know, truckers, they don't get vacations.
No.
That's right.
They're always driving.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, when all of us are with our loved ones at home, they're delivering all of Santa's packages.
Yeah.
That's right. Also, I got a couple more things, and this is just each of you guys gets this. I just want you guys to feel good and relieved this holiday season.
Okay.
You deserve the break.
Okay.
So I found these products at my local convenience store that I think should hopefully help with that. So
the Huggle, Joe has taken the Huggle off. It's gotten too hard for
it's
him.
Too hot.
Too hard.
I'm covered in Huggle foot.
What is this?
I bet it's boner pills.
It's better than boner pills, Joe. What? This is ultimate honey go. Honey,
is this energy honey?
It's kratom infused honey.
What? What?
For feel good relief.
Oh my God.
That is crazy. Do you? I'm afraid to take this.
Yeah. We'll give it to Edgar.
Whoa.
You know, he does.
The dog?
So this is a multi. Yeah. So it says, health warning wise, that this is a, you got to put it in your tea. It's kratom. Kratom is not opiate. It's essentially.
It's like a loophole opiate, yeah.
Loophole opiate that you can get from a gas station. And they say, hey, only put 1/8 of this pack
1/8
into a cup of tea, but people aren't doing that, right? I can't believe this is something you can just sell.
Dude, this is crazy.
What? Mm-hmm. So, I hope you guys enjoy.
Thanks.
These are all products from my neighborhood local establishment.
Well, this will help me out on my next trucking delivery drive.
Great.
Right? Yeah. So, pack that right in there.
All right.
Will the police not let, if I get pulled over with this, will they?
Hard to say. I don't know.
Wow. Anyways, well, that sure
they
was.
Sold it to me.
We'll be right back after these messages. Now back to the show.
What a spectrum of gifts we got each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Merry Christmas, guys.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, dude. All right, we got some news stories for you this week. Aston Martin and Mercedes AMG, they've got their new Halo cars. These things have been in development, but I think they're finally, they've been done in the oven. They've been baking for a while, but yeah, they're ready to be served. Mm. So, first we'll talk about Aston Martin's Valhalla.
Valhalla!
So this guy is in the same league as cars like the McLaren W1 and Ferrari F80, both cars we talked about a few weeks ago. Now this guy's got a 4-liter twin-turbo V8 hybrid drivetrain. Engine output is said to be 817 horsepower with a total output with that hybrid system on board of 1,064 ponies. That's a lot. It does 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. A top speed of 217 miles per hour. Aston Martin has plans to build 999 of these for about $1 million each.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems like a high number for such a special car.
Yeah.
Aren't they usually making like, I don't know, like 50 or 100 of these Halo cars?
Yeah. As I mentioned, they started this project way back in 2019, and deliveries are finally expected to happen in the second half of 2025. So if you out there listening have ordered one of these things, just hang on a little longer. It'll get there. It's finally, Max, like you always say, rich guys really deserve
oh yeah
a win on this one. I feel like okay, I feel like since this car's been in development for so long, I feel like this
Valor. So the car it wasn't like a Halo car, but it was the Valor. I know Gordon Ramsay had one. That thing looks sick, and I think they were making more of those. But for a Halo car, I think 1,000 or 999 examples is actually a lot.
It is a lot. But I think it's because, dude, I mean, this thing...
It's got a big mouth. I just can't stop seeing the face.
I thought that... Yeah. That looks kind of ugly, to be honest.
I like
it. That's it? That's the Valhalla?
Look at the rear, though. The rear is really cool.
Mm. For $1 million?
Yeah.
I don't know, from the back,
it looks like a Lamborghini. From the front, it looks like a Ferrari.
It is. Yeah, you are correct on both counts. Yeah.
And then from the side, it kind of looks like a C8.
I thought it looked a lot different than this. Maybe that was the prototype that I'm thinking of.
It's very much like a Senna from the side, too. It's got, like, especially with those door scoops.
It looks Senna-esque for sure. Lamborghini in the back. Yeah, I don't know, man. If you're getting one of these, congratulations.
Yeah. You deserve it.
You deserve
it. You worked really hard.
It's been a hard time waiting for this thing. Mm-hmm. So it's good that it's finally coming out.
You probably really struggled through that pandemic and but
you hodled and we're here.
Yeah, you hodled and now you're here. like Joe said. Yeah.
I think it's cool.
There was a previous version that looked a lot better. Or maybe what am I thinking of? There was like another Aston Martin that they were working on. It didn't have that grill piece. It looked a lot more like a true track car. Maybe that's Valkyrie's the one I'm thinking of.
The one that
sounds
like insane.
The Valkyrie. I thought that's what we were talking about. This thing.
So the Valkyrie was their last Halo car, and that had a massive engine that had like a over 6 liter V12 with a hybrid drivetrain. This is a little bit smaller, but I feel like it's
two F1 engines in one.
Whoa.
Like comparing Aston Martin to Jaguar, which I think at one point were very similar companies, and now Jaguar is going full EV. Aston Martin is somehow churning out these insane cars.
I think they have a lot of funding.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, they have that DBX SUV, which is probably, I've only seen one or two of those things in LA, but I'm sure having an SUV in the lineup certainly helps ease.
Yeah,
some of their financial woes.
It didn't ease Jaguar's financial woes.
You're right.
And I see those Jaguar SUVs a lot around town.
Yeah, me too.
Interesting. You know, I've never really thought of Aston Martin as a Halo car type of company because they've just done like, you know, the DB9s and whatnot, which feels like a very high-end sports car.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting.
It is interesting because, like, you know, they got, in terms of what they offer in their lineup is actually, I would say, pretty unique, where they have, you know, you've got your grand touring cars, the DB, is it the DB7, I want to say, that's out, or no, the Vanquish.
Oh, yeah.
The Vanquish.
Their entry-level Aston Martin Grand Tour. Then there's the bigger one, but, like, that you see, like, very successful, like, plastic surgeons and doctors driving.
Totally. They are, when you see them on the street, they're very striking.
Oh, they're beautiful. But then you've also got the DBX, like I was talking about, and now you have cars that are aiming for that, like, top British dog position. Like, this is
the Bulldog
Britain's
Award.
Premier supercar, you know, with your Valkyries and your Valhallas. It's kind of interesting, and I hope they're not spreading themselves too thin with that. By trying to cover so many bases at once, you know. But, I mean, Ferrari's kind of in the similar situation. They got their sports cars. Mm-hmm. They got their Grand Tours. They've got...
The SUV now.
You have an SUV, and you also have the F80 that we just talked about.
Yeah. Well, dude, I guess, like, I'm just thinking, are there 999 people who have $1 million to spend on this?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
There are, like, more billionaires now than ever before. Mm-hmm. The disparity in wealth is crazy. There's just a lot of free cash floating around, and they have to launder their money somehow.
They got to spend it some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these things aren't going to depreciate either. So,
no.
Dang.
Yeah.
But I do like it is a departure from the Valkyrie, which was almost an F1 car. That thing sounds amazing. It also had a smaller displacement engine than this one. Seems like two different camps for Halo cars, like F1 inspired, And then you got like the 4-liter twin turbo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is actually the Mercedes AMG that came out.
Oh, let's talk about this guy as well. So, along with Aston Martin's Halo entry with the Valhalla, Mercedes also released this. It's the Mercedes Pure Speed Roadster. So,
Pure Speed.
This thing doesn't have a windshield.
No windshield. It's got a roof. Halo like an F1 car that kind of splits the cabin.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a bar that goes from the front to back of the cabin.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Which I'm imagining helps with rigidity because it's a convertible.
Yeah, definitely. And safety.
I think safety primarily. Sure, yeah.
So Ferrari had that windshieldless car a couple years ago.
So did McLaren with the Elva.
Yes. I think it's a cool look. I would be terrified to drive on city streets with no windshield.
Oh, no. You just put a helmet on and you're good to go.
The helmet has like an intercom system
that you
can pair. You can like talk through a headset to your passenger. And then you can also listen to the same music through it.
That's
which I think
cool.
is fun.
That's sick.
Have you ever ridden a motorcycle with just an open face or no helmet?
No.
Just like straight wind to the dome?
I believe. No, I haven't. Not with open face. No.
You can do it. It sucks.
Not legally.
Yeah. Not
well,
here.
In Alabama, you can legally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Florida too.
Arizona.
But you can have open face helmets in California.
Oh, yeah. You can open face. Yeah. Open face, no sunglasses. It's crazy.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. It always trips me out when I see dudes riding with no helmet. I'm like, you are like one patch of grass clippings away.
I know.
Right. All it takes is like a little bit of dust or like, dude, driving behind cars, they kick shit up all the time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. You see these dudes in Arizona that just, they're riding freeway speeds with like a tank top on, shorts, just squinting.
Because they turn into a meat crayon, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like that they did with this car, that they did with the Lewis Hamilton Patronus tribute, whatever, G-Wagon, is the gradient color scheme. Like, you don't see that on any other production cars right now. It's corny to say, but like, it kind of looks like it's going so fast that it's like ripping the paint off. But I do kind of like it. I know it would get old in like a year or two.
It's
but
pretty cool. Yeah. I like it.
We saw something similar on the G-Wagon last week that we talked about.
Yeah.
With the 1,000 horsepower, whatever.
So this guy has the SL63's engine, a 577 horsepower twin turbo V8. I bet you, like you said, probably 4-liter, right?
Yeah, it is 4-liter.
Mm. It is 4-liter. This thing can do 196 miles per hour. Terrifying.
With no windshield.
Yeah. Well,
is it 4-liter?
Speaking from experience, it's scary. Only 250 of these guys will be built. I don't know which one I'd rather have. Gun to your head right now.
I'd take the Aston Martin. It's almost double the horsepower. And you get a windshield.
Mm.
I think the Mercedes is better looking, therefore I would take that one.
I'm taking the Aston.
All right.
Nice. I want that hard top.
There we go.
I don't do well in the open sun, if you've noticed.
I see.
Yeah, you cover it in blisters.
We'll be right back after these messages. Now back to the show.
So a few weeks ago, we talked about BMW's Neue Klasse EV styling coming for its ICE vehicles. And on Thursday, BMW released photos of its next M3 in camouflage wrap. And we have some thoughts on it.
I've got some thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I've got
some raging thoughts.
Yeah, happened.
I saw this thing.
So it's hard to tell exactly what the body lines look like because the camouflage is
crazy good
very
camouflage.
Busy.
Very
yeah.
effective, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we do know one thing about it, and it ain't got no tailpipes.
Ain't got no tailpipes.
Or it's got tailpipes that scream from a speaker. So just like the Charger EV, they're going to make an electric version of the new M3 as well as a gas version.
Hmm.
I don't like the BMW EVs, but I also think this is like sacrilege because it's gotta have an inline six and sound like an M3.
Yeah, I'm probably not the best person to ask because I'm not really that big of an M3 fan. Max, you are a Beamer head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the 3 Series hasn't really been the core 3 Series it used to be for a while now. Yeah. I think the 2 Series and the 1 Series did a really good job of carrying the legacy of the
E30, yeah.
Whereas the newer M3s are 4 doors. You know, if you want the coupe, you got to get the M4. So I don't think that it's too sacrilegious at this point because I think they've kind of lost that that brand value.
It's an interesting point.
It's weird that everyone was so up in arms. I mean, it's weird now that everyone was so up in arms about it becoming a V8 after the E46.
Only for that, E92 had the V8.
But remember that outrage? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's how I feel now about it becoming an EV, where it's like,
right,
just keep your i4s and your i3s or whatever, and then have this be a separate thing. Don't try to rebadge it. This is what so many car manufacturers do.
It's just, it's part of it. Like, i3 is part of that 3 series segment, or not segment.
Yeah.
i3 is a 3 series.
Yeah.
It's the same body styling, or very close, just like different grill.
No, the i3 is smaller.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, i4 is what I'm thinking of. Yeah. ID4. Not ID4. That's Volkswagen. i4. i3 is the little stumpy guy. My bad. But, yeah, that is kind of weird. But the i4 is, you know, there are also 4 series. Is that the 2-door or the 4-door?
2 doors.
It's so confusing.
I know. I don't understand.
BMW is just like... The
i4 is a 4-door sedan.
Yes.
And then the 4 series is a 2-door 3 series, which is a 4-door sedan.
Yeah.
BMW names don't mean anything anymore. They have done, for the last like 10 years or so, they're throwing M's
especially
on everything.
Yeah, M badge.
245, M whatever, xDrive. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I think that they've made the misstep a long time ago, and this is just them continuing to muddy it all.
Now, that being said, I think I like the styling of this little guy right here.
You can barely see it.
I know, but like the overall shape, it's very like, it's stocky. And it's like a really muscly dog.
Yeah. So
what's going to chase you?
Yeah. What's looking different about this thing?
Car and Driver are so helpfully pointed out that this guy has some wider wheel arches. It's got more pronounced bumpers and huge, huge brake discs to handle all that weight.
It can actually do a stoppy.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I think what's really interesting is the point about it being available with both an engine, traditional engine, and the EV drivetrain. Again, like, I don't know. If BMW can pull that off, then I guess there's hope then that other manufacturers in the future can continue to do that and offer both options for people if they want an engine or an EV, because, I mean, traditionally, like I've pointed out, there's been just some previous cars that have tried that and just hasn't worked out because the dynamics of an EV versus, like, you know, a chassis that is originally designed for an engine, and the weight balance of having an engine in the front might not translate well to having a big flat battery in there somewhere, changing the weight balance and stuff. So
I'm a little bit worried about that. Like, does that make the gas version less capable because it has to play this middle ground where the chassis has to cater to EV as well as gas?
It's possible, but I think that if anybody can figure it out, it would be BMW. Look, like, their styling and brand identity has not been strong, but new BMWs still drive really well.
And people buy them. I think that's why BMW's gotten away with it, because it's like people are still buying these cars regardless.
Dude, I get cut off by a badge-deleted i4 3 times a day now. So they're still doing their thing, you know?
Yeah. It's confusing. I think this is one of those things that car enthusiasts look at and they're like, who are they making this for? And then BMW is just selling like a ton of these.
Who are they making it for? Everybody that's not people who listen to this podcast.
It's literally the Corolla for people in a higher tax bracket.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the enthusiasts, we are such a small, small segment. We just happen to be very, very loud.
And dude, even like the E30 was not made for enthusiasts. We just appropriated it from the rich people once they got cheap enough.
Yeah. And the GXs, like, those were in Joann Fabrik parking lots forever, and then people started buying them and putting 37s on them
some
and crawling around on rocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Using that navigation system from 2007.
That's right. That's right.
So that, I think that's an example of a very confusing EV launch, but another car is coming back as an EV. The Renault R5 Turbo is coming back as a vehicle called the 3E Turbo.
Mm.
So Renault, which has not made cars in the United States since the 1980s, does still exist.
Yeah. Yes.
They make cars in Europe. They love them.
Well, they are the biggest French manufacturer, correct?
Potentially. I don't actually know. Is that true? So. Maybe. So Renault is reviving the 5 as an EV, and they are bringing back the turbo spec. The turbo, of course, based on the R5 turbo rally car that we love. And I don't know, it's pretty cool looking. It's a little.
It does look cool.
Again, it's an EV.
Let's see it.
500 horsepower, rear wheel drive, little hot hatchy looking guy. There it is.
It looks very. Do you guys ever play Split Second on PS3 or Xbox 360?
Mm-mm. No.
It looks like a car from that. It's very futuristic looking, obviously, but
it does maintain all the elements of the original R5.
I do think the problem is the R5 was such a it's a weasel of a car. It's so agile.
It's over here.
I'm making a bunch of noise. I'm screaming at you. I'm down the road. It's all over the place. And that's because it weighed nothing.
Right.
And it had tons of power.
And it didn't even have 200 horsepower from what I recall. Right. It's pretty low.
Yeah. I think power. It was just like the weight and the engine was it was a mid engine car, super lightweight car, super, super small. I am skeptical that an EV can mimic that kind of driving feel. Yeah. EVs are heavy, and
I still think it's got 500 horsepower driven to the back wheels.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a sick, fun car.
It'll be fun.
Even if it weighs 4,200 pounds, that's going to be a fun car.
It'll be fun, but it won't feel like the old one at all. The reason it has to have 500 horsepower is because it probably is so heavy.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's fun that they made it rear wheel.
It's cool and it looks good, and if I see one in person, it'll be like, "Oh, that's cool."
Yeah, 3.5 seconds 0 to 60 is nothing to shake a stick at.
It certainly is not.
Mm.
I don't know if that I said that phrase correctly.
Nothing to shake a stick at. No, I think that's sounds right. I don't know.
It sounded right when it came out of my mouth, but I'm on 2 hours sleep right now. So.
I'm sorry, dude.
Babies are crazy, man.
Yeah, man. How old is he now?
5 months? 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah. Dang. He's getting old as hell.
Are you walking yet?
No. But apparently they start to walk after a year. But my cousin walked at 9 months, and he wants to walk real bad. Does. So I think he's going to be
the Webbers have that walking gene, huh?
Yeah.
I've always said, Joe, you're really good at walking. So
I feel really awkward when I walk. Honestly, when I'm crossing the street, I hate crossing the street at a busy intersection because I am immediately aware of how I'm walking, and then I start walking really weird.
You had that great when we were doing stand up. You had that great bit about walking by a window.
Oh, and then you catch a reflection of yourself, and you look like the worst you've ever seen. Yeah. And it ruins your day.
Yeah,
hunched over. You ever see yourself walking with a backpack on?
You ever walk by a window and just ruins your day? Yeah. Joe and I did a stand-up class together, and we came up with some funny, funny bits.
Yeah.
That I do not remember.
I'll never forget Nolan's first joke.
Yeah.
Say it.
No, I'm not going to.
Come
say
on.
It. No, now the audience wants to know. No, I don't want to do it.
Oh.
Well,
Max,
it's all
you should say it.
It's all about I shouldn't tell Nolan's joke, but it's all about being a car enthusiast.
Yeah.
And what that means to
sure is. Sure is.
Come on, that would make a great clip.
Nope. Clip that. All right, let's continue.
We can bleep it.
No. Let's keep it going. I don't like that joke. I don't.
It's really funny though.
It was funny.
It's so funny coming from you.
I know.
I just realized that your shoelaces and your boots match your shirt. Exactly.
I'm too coordinated today. Yeah. It's too much.
Anyway, now that you feel good that Joe just complimented you, why don't we hear that joke?
How about we hear this next story?
I'll tell my joke if you tell your joke.
Your joke is not. All right.
You'll do it?
I'll do it.
Yes.
Because we're too deep in it now.
Okay. Coming up next, Nolan Sykes.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Nolan Sykes. I'm a car guy, which means I drive fast and I come fast. That was it. And I did that one time at the class because I thought it was just like a funny bit. Because I knew it would be funny coming from me after having the established rapport with my classmates. And then after that, everyone's like, you got to do that as your opener. I'm like, that's not really what I want to do. But okay. And it did okay.
No, it did great. Yeah. You got a huge laugh.
Yeah. Anyway.
I love that joke. Nolan, we have some big old Mustang news for you.
Oh, yes, we do. So after months of teasers, Ford finally released the Mustang GTD's Nürburgring lap time. So the GTD, again, the top dog of the Mustangs, even surpassing the Shelbys out there. This thing is a purpose-built GTD class, like homologation car.
$300,000 car.
Yeah, inspired by IMSA's GTD class. This guy did the 12.9-mile Nordschleife loop in 6 minutes and 57.685 seconds.
Wow.
Let's give it up, people.
So that makes it the fastest American production car to do the Nordschleife, but it's the sixth of all time.
To break the seven-minute mark, correct?
Yes. And then the top dog is the AMG 1, which is
really
like 635 or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
To put this lap into context, this puts the GTD in the neighborhood of cars like the Porsche 918 Spyder, the Ferrari 296 GTB, Lamborghini's on there with their Aventador LP 754 SV, and the Ferrari 488 Pista.
And this is probably the cheapest out of all those cars.
I would say yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome for Ford.
Good for Ford.
Good for Ford.
And what's cool is Ford actually thinks it can do it faster. They're battling like bad weather conditions the whole time.
Wow. It makes sense.
Yeah.
When reading this article, I kind of got on this tangent of what other cars beat the record or whatever. They all use the same driver.
Hmm.
This one dude who just knows the Nordschleife track very well. I mean, wouldn't you want to have the guy that broke the previous record drive your car?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have an investment in any of the other brands. No. He just wants to beat his own
car. He just
comes in.
Yeah.
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 That's awesome. So to be that guy and like
that's cool as
the
hell.
One guy that everyone taps to drive the Nürburgring.
That was that's super cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Mm. Thank you for that tidbit, Joe.
What's that dude's name?
Jeff.
I read the hotcars.net article last night, and I fell asleep when I was editing this script. That's how tired I was. But his name is like Borla.
Borla? It was funny when the news... What is on my shoe? When the news came out, people were like, oh, for this price, I'd expect a much faster time than that. Only 5 seconds faster than the Viper, the Gen 5 Viper ACR. And I'm just like, you guys, like, track conditions play such a huge role in the times. Like, for example, when we were testing our Subarus out at Streets of Willow, when we were doing high-low back then, testing, like, you know, there'd be a 10 Fahrenheit difference on the day. And that would translate to, like, a second or two. Either faster or slower. Then if you have humidity and like clouds or rain on the horizon, like that changes it further. Yeah. If you have any moisture on track at all, you're f***ed. And now that's a 1.5 mile long course that's done in like a minute and a half. Mm-hmm. Now imagine a 12 mile track.
Altitude changes. That, yeah.
Yeah. Like there are different like weather patterns on different parts of the track.
Crazy.
So yes, like, okay, it might not be the insane difference that you're hoping for, but when Ford says, hey, yeah, the weather was bad, like I believe them that it probably does have like 5 to 10 seconds left on the table. Right, the weather was that bad where they're pointing it out as like kind of like a hey, like
we still did it,
but like here's our excuse. It's like, okay, I am expecting a big jump next time they go out if they do it again.
Well, yeah, it's a 13 mile course. Even the smallest fluctuation in track can equate to 5 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever.
Absolutely. And then you stretch that over a track that long. Like, yeah, there's tons of time on the table.
Yeah. The driver's name that I'm thinking of is Mauro Engel.
Okay.
And he's the one that they all tap on to drive the Nordschleife. And actually, Mercedes beat their own record. Their record now is 6:29, which is crazy.
Wow. Dang. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Holy moly. That's so impressive. It's having me saying holy moly.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, holy mackerel. You know, I'm actually a test driver in this regard. When people want me to go through the McDonald's drive-thru, nobody does it as fast as I do. Yeah.
Oh, it's weird that you have control over how fast they cook food.
Yeah. They see me coming. They're like, oh.
Oh, he's hungry. Yeah, he's hungry. He gets hangry. Yeah. Watch out. No one's hangry.
I actually do. I have to. It's a problem. Like, yeah. It's not admirable.
I'll have 2 cheeseburgers right now.
55 cheeseburgers, 55 fries, 55 taters.
What's your guilty pleasure food?
Dude, Del Taco's cheeseburgers.
Ooh, their cheeseburgers?
Yeah. Well, no, it's that interesting story with their cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Not Nagel's?
Yeah, there was, they bought an In-N-Out competitor way back in the day.
And they used their burger recipe, but it is very similar to In-N-Out's burgers. They're like, the meat is different, but it's got spread. It's like the California style with shredded iceberg, tomato pickles.
There just so happens to be a Del Taco within a quick drive of my house where I could maybe try it.
Honestly, when I was a chef and I would get off work and I was like, I don't want to cook at home, I ate there like twice a week.
Wow.
And their fries are good. They got crinkle cut.
They do.
Yeah.
They do, and they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you go to a good Del Taco. I only eat at good Del Tacos.
I only eat it good at Del Taco.
That'd be a funny ass name for someone, right?
Del Taco.
Del Taco.
Under the stage. Del Taco. It's like a stripper from Star Wars.
Yeah. So I know what you're thinking. You thought I was gonna be a cheeseburger.
Woo! Joe and I are back in stand-up land now.
Oh yeah.
It's hard to get into the stand-up mentality, but once you're in there, you're like, oh, that could be a joke.
You stub
your toe and you're like, oh, ow. Oh, that could be a joke.
Yeah. That's a good premise. Anytime like I'm talking to my wife, I'm like, that's a pretty good premise for like if you she hasn't done stand-up in like 5 years, and I'm like, you wanted to get back into it. Like that's a great premise.
Can I tell you one of my premises for the dad stand-up?
Please.
So it's weird once you become a parent because you start to address inner relationship issues through the baby as a medium. And so you end up, comes off as passive aggressive though. Uh-huh. So you go over to the baby and be like, oh, mommy put you in this outfit, huh? Like, oh, mommy, I guess mommy doesn't like to wipe your mouth.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah. That's good. Damn, we should do that again. Shit. Yeah. Joe was really good at it. I loved, like...
thank you.
I loved your stuff, dude. It was... Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
But we need to do some car news before we get into stand-up. Mm.
Oh, yeah. This is actually really exciting. So, if you're like us, dear listener, you probably like racing games, right? Racing sims. You might have a little sim set up at your house. And this is news for you. So, Assetto Corsa Evo is shaping up to be a potential game changer for the genre. If you're unfamiliar with Assetto Corsa, it's a pretty popular entry point into sim racing. It goes on sale on Steam like all the time. It's been around for a long time. Dude, I was playing Assetto. I was an early access like...
Oh, wow. In 2014?
Yeah, like way back when that first came out. I was just in my room, going to community college, living with my parents, playing Assetto Corsa all the time.
Logitech deal?
With
what?
My Logitech wheel that G27, Joe, with Joe has. Use it.
And now it's gotten to the point where like there's so many aftermarket mods.
what am I
talking about?
Yeah.
Just like user generated mods that make it look absolutely realistic.
You can be a cat. Cool,
super
a
popular
cat.
Platform.
You can drive a car that looks like DaBaby's head.
You can.
And you can piss DaBaby off with it.
Like the physics in Assetto Corsa, the original game, were really good. I mean, even it was a lot more realistic than games like Forza, Gran Turismo. I used to do a ton of sim racing with Assetto Corsa and iRacing. I think I prefer... It's tough, man. I think I prefer the physics of Assetto Corsa, but like the driving feel and competition of iRacing. Like, if one game could put them all together, that'd be great. And I mean, that's kind of what we're seeing here with Assetto Corsa Evo. So, what makes this game different? What will make this game different? So, in addition to the physics, which are really great, this game will implement a new free roam mode. That's pretty popular in games like Forza Horizon and Need for Speed. Everybody does the free roam stuff.
I like a good open world.
Yeah, it's an open world. But what makes this different is that the free roam mode is based on the Eifel region of Germany, the entire area.
Yeah, cool.
That's where the Nürburgring is at. So not just that you won't be able to just drive the track, but also the surrounding roads around the track. Super, super cool. Yeah, so this area is also massive. 1,000 miles of roadway will be present. It's not just like an artist's representation of it either. They actually went out there and laser scanned these roads too. So you can feel like if you're a local and you know where certain bumps are in the road, then hopefully they've scanned that area and you will feel that as you're driving in the sim on Assetto Corsa.
Wow.
This is crazy. So little side or an asterisk to this is that it won't be available at launch, but it will be released in stages. Almost truck driver simulator. You know, you can buy different packs of different regions.
Cool.
This is super, super cool. Like, I was reading this morning, or when I heard the news, like, it's almost, like, transformative for the genre. It could be, you know? I mean, we already have the driving sim, large-scale driving sims like Euro Truck Simulator, American Truck Simulator, but those are, you know, you're kind of just cruising along at 50 miles an hour. The fidelity on those is really high, but...
But these worlds have never really overlapped. You have your, like, hardcore sims... You have your arcade-y driving games. Then you have, like, Simcade. I'd say, like, Gran Turismo is a little bit more, like, Simcade. Forza Horizon definitely is Simcade.
You're very simmy, yes. Very arcade-y. Very arcade-y. Yeah,
Horizon is super arcade-y. The regular Forza is Simcade-ish.
Yeah.
But then you've never had this open world crossover into the sim world.
To your point, though, Jim, Jim?
Jim's my dad. You can call me Jim's son.
What? Nobody here is named Jim.
Sim and
Joe and Sim. Yeah, that's what happened. To your point, though, Joe, about mods, one of them, we actually had someone has stolen our sim racing.
I found it.
You found it?
It's up in the on top of the shelf, deconstructed.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I thought someone stole our sim setup, and I had ideas of who it could be.
Is the door open over there?
I left Donut and stole their sim.
Sorry, where was it? Oh, so to your point about the open world sim thing, you mentioned mods, and Assetto Corsa being a super popular platform for mods, you can find any sort of tracks you want, really. Like Suica Circuit or Sandia Raceway in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Like, that's recently been added to the game.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, I downloaded a mod for Streets of Willow into Assetto Corsa. Like, there's tons of drift courses you can get on there.
Yeah.
But you could also get one of the most popular mods for Assetto Corsa 1 was, like, a recreation of the Los Angeles Crest area.
Yeah.
So you could practice driving on these canyon roads outside L.A.
It wasn't laser scanned, though.
It wasn't laser scanned, but it was pretty good. Yeah. And, like, the map was the same. We had that on our sim here, which, Max, you just pointed out, we have found, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. This is like an elevated version for that. And what's got me excited, I was saying this morning, I also, in addition to being a sim racing nerd, also dipped my toe into Microsoft Flight Simulator
for a little while. Yeah, that's kind of similar.
It is. Well, what was really cool, what's really amazing about that game is, like, they use satellite imagery to map the entire planet.
Yeah.
So you could feasibly fly, like, you can do routes that exist in the world without having to, like, buy specific packs for the game, because it's there.
Yeah. I saw a video where a guy landed on Epstein's Island.
Yeah, exactly. You could fly to Epstein's Island if you'd like. Like, what I would usually do is fly from, like, Santa Monica Airport to San Luis Obispo Airport, go up the 101, that sort of thing. What is really exciting to me is, like, once that technology from the Flight Sim or Microsoft Flight Sim applies to a game like Assetto Corsa, where the devs take the satellite imagery and it, like, generates an accurate map of the entire planet. Dude, and you could, I'm sure that this will happen in the next 5 years.
Totally.
10 years, probably. Next 5 years, maybe. But, like, that is really exciting.
Cool. Imagine being able to drive around Inglewood here.
Yeah. You can drive anywhere.
You've always wanted to do a street takeover. Yeah. You always talk about that every time we're driving past.
Well, dude, think about this. Yeah. Virtual takeovers, maybe.
Whoa.
Like, people already do that in Forza and Grand Theft Auto. But, like, you could do that in Assetto Corsa with, like, amazing physics. And, like, once the technology's there, like, the fidelity be super high. I think that's I think that's really, really exciting.
Yeah, so you have that to look forward to, the donutmedia.com virtual takeover in Assetto Corsa.
I just think it's sick.
2028.
I think it's super cool.
This made me think, this Very is exciting. Off topic, but this made me think of the last time I took a car up to the crest. It was a Mustang GT press car I got maybe like 6 months ago. And there was this kid on like a really tall enduro bike just riding my ass the whole time. And I was like, I'm going to let this kid pass. And so I pulled over and he stopped too. And what, like took his helmet off and he was like, bro, do I look old enough to be driving? I was like, not really. How old are you? And he's like, 14. I was like, don't ask people that, dude. Just, and don't ride people's asses. Just like go do your own thing.
I was like, what the hell?
I hope he's still alive, dude. He was driving like a maniac.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Bro, that's so funny. Do I look old enough to drive?
I've been seeing kids on those electric motorcycles.
Yes.
Dude. On the crest?
No, well, no.
The dirt bikes or what?
Yeah, like the dirt bike looking ones, like doing like getting 12 o'clock and everything. Kids have the coolest toys now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's literally a motorcycle, but essentially.
Yeah.
I've been looking, I know he's still very young, but I've been looking at little like electric cars for kids. And there are some that the parents can control with an RC controller. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get him a little S5.
Yeah, put some PVC wheels on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drift slide that bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, super excited for Assetto Corsa. That'll be, I guess, coming out this year. Or sorry, in 2015.
Dude.
I'm sorry. We're fried.
We're 9 years behind.
I know. It's going to be coming out this year, 2025. Early access is coming in January, and then the console versions are expected eventually. Eventually, Assetto Corsa made its way to the PS4 and PS5. Yeah. So,
a couple years after it launched.
Damn, my gaming PC turns 8 this coming year. So
I built mine back in 2000. I want to say 13. So it's like totally obsolete now. Yeah. But I kind of want to take all the guts out, keep the chassis
case,
keep the case and rebuild it. But I got so much other shit going on. I have a surprise for Donut. Coming soon.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is Linus Tech Tips going to give us a fresh new server?
No, it's nothing related to that. Oh. I'm making something for the office as a little decoration.
Oh, cool.
Whoa.
As a little decoration slash.
Is it like a brake caliper clock?
No.
Are you going to weld one of those dinosaurs out of all your old scrap car parts?
No, that's a cool idea too. No, it's you'll see when it's done.
Cool.
I ordered a bunch of parts for it last night. Maybe spent a little bit too much money on stuff. But
cool.
Yeah. All right, so that is our show this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Big Three. We appreciate it as always. This year has been pretty crazy. We're closing out the year. This is it.
Yeah, but thank you guys for standing by us all this time. The fans are the reason that we do this, the podcast and our main channel videos. And you guys are awesome.
And we've been
keep listening.
Yeah, we've been having some good talks about the direction of the show and elevating it further and just being we love doing the show and we want it to be just better all around, and I think we got some really good ideas on how to do that. So
read all the comments too. So if you have constructive criticism other than I'm leaving, please let us know in the comments and we'll try to cover whatever you guys want to hear about.
Yeah. So we are very much looking forward to 2025. We will see you next year.
Wow.
All right. At Max Maddox, at Joe G. Weber. Follow me on Nolan J. Sykes. We'll see you next time. Next year.
Wow.